For our lab, we tested three different stimuli to samples of circles so we could observe their reaction to it. The different stimuli that we tested were temperature, environment with light versus no light, and finally bleach. For the lab with different temperatures, we placed a beaker with circles in a refrigerator overnight and another sample on a hot plate and heated it up for 5 minutes. Then we compared the samples under a microscope to our control group. For the light versus dark lab, we placed a beaker with circles in a cabinet overnight and observed the sample under a microscope to see if the circles would react to no light. Then we compared the sample to our control, which was sitting in normal room light. For our final lab, we placed two drops of bleach in a sample of dots and waited 5 minutes before mixing the beaker with sample and bleach in it and placed some of that on a depression slide and observed it under a microscope. In all these labs, we were looking for any change or reaction in the circles after applying different stimuli into their environment. We knew if there was a reaction, the sample looked different from the control group. The control group we used for all of our labs was a sample of circles that we did not apply any stimuli to or anything else. We used a control group that didn't have any stimuli because we wanted to see how it responded to normal conditions, and then we would know that if we used a stimuli and the sample was different, a reaction had occurred.